Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Today's answer, Adventures in Creation, is a very investigative one. Deuteronomy 5:33, walk in the way that the Lord your God has commanded you. Have you ever walked on a dirt road, or at the beach, or on a sandbar, or on a creek, or river shore, and seen tracks of things in the sand or the dirt? It is so fun to discover who they belong to and see what kind of animals live in the area or who has been traveling through. You can see tracks in mud on a walk seashore, by a creek, river, or lake, even in snow or soft ice. Animals are everywhere and their tracks are fun to find. On my property, I find tracks on my dirt road. I have seen deer, turkey, heron, fox, and dog tracks. Also shoe, boot, and bear feet. One time, I saw bear tracks by my apple tree, but not a bear. Wow! Tracks are very important to see who has been there. Deer usually have paths in the woods, by creeks, on dirt roads, so they can have a quick way out if they need to leave fast. Bear like to use those paths, and so do turkey. Squirrel, rabbit, and raccoon tracks have simple roundish paws on the front legs and lower, narrower hind feet. Fox and coyote prints look like dog prints, but with less pad on them. Their hind paws look almost like a human foot. Deer prints are very easy to spot. They look like bunny ears. Seeing tracks in snow or ice make them very clear until the ice begins to melt and they become misshapen. The size and location can tell you a lot about the animal leaving it behind. Ducks have web feet that look very much like a spider web outline. Bird prints can make a V with a line down the middle, such as crows, raven, and blackbirds. Looking for and finding tracks is a great way to understand more of God's world around you and what lives there. Their habitat will also show tracks. Squirrels and chipmunks spend a lot of time around trees. Water birds are probably the easiest to find because of the sand or mud where they spend time walking. Looking for and finding tracks is a very good investigative way of discovering God's amazing creation, even in your yard. Get out, take a look around, and discover who your neighbors are. Thank you, Jesus, for tracks in the ground and the ones who left them, for they were created by you. Thank you for giving us eyes, ears, fingers, noses, and tongues to discover more of your creation. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.